Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Lin-Manuel Miranda's musical Hamilton electrified Broadway, nominated for 16 Tony Awards and taking home 11. The show is known for its diverse casting, but is it the exception? What about the state of theater about and for African Americans?
And so when you come to a culturally specific organization, a Black theater, a Latinx theater, an Asian theater, a Native theater, when you come to that, you're getting something that's authentic.
That's Ekundayo Bandele, the founder and executive director of the Hatteloo Theater in Memphis, Tennessee. We'll talk with him about the state of Black theater, what Hamilton means for theater professionals of color, and the importance of arts education on this week's American Cafe.
Just you wait.
Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton.
We are waiting in the wings for you.
Waiting in the wings for you.
Never back down. Never.
Lin-Manuel Miranda's smash Broadway hit Hamilton took home 11 Tony Awards. The musical is known as much for its diverse casting as it is for its score, dance, and use of hip-hop to tell the story of America's first Treasury Secretary. This past season, a revival of Once on This Island won the award for Best Revival of a Musical. But what do the successes of these two productions say about Black theater in America? For some perspective, I spoke with Ekundayo Bandele, the founder and executive director of the Hatteloo Theater in Memphis, one of only four freestanding Black theaters in the United States. I started by asking him to define Black theater.
How I define Black theater is about plays about or by Black people. And the best example is Brandon Jacobs Jenkins' play, Appropriate. He's a Black playwright. He wrote a play that has all white actors, but the theme of the play is centered around Black people. So although there aren't any Black people involved in that play, it is still about the Black experience. So I really see Black theater as being a vehicle to tell stories that have affected Black people here in our country, as well as Black people in the other side of the planet.
What would you say is the state of Black theater today? Are African Americans or their stories making more headway behind the scenes as far as theater ownership or producing of plays?
Well, you know, that's actually that there are two answers to that question. One, Black theater is thriving. I mean, you have Katori Hall, who just opened Tina, the Tina Turner musical over in London. You have Dominique Maruso making her Broadway appearance. Marcus Gardley, Terrell Alvin McCraney won an Emmy for his script of Moonlight. And so it's booming. You have Ruben Santiago Hudson, who is directing for the Public Theater. He just did Othello. So that's one answer. It's booming. A lot of Black artists are getting a lot of work. The flip side is it's declining. And it's declining because we call our theater a culturally specific organization. Black theaters don't really have access to those playwrights and actors who are making big splashes on some of the larger stages. And the main reason for that is a lot of what we call PWI, predominantly white institutions, PWIs are beginning to do a lot more Black work. And they have historically received more funding from foundations and corporations than culturally specific organizations. Another thing is that they have a history. And so you have an organization that's been open 40, 50, 60 years, and people see that organization as the standard bearer. And while there are some legacy Black theaters in the country, there are a lot of young Black theaters, and they're really trying to make their stake in their respective city.
That leads into my next question about the success of Hamilton on Broadway. We have the touring company here in D.C. now. It has a very diverse cast. Has that helped Black theater through more exposure, or has it been, as you talked about, the predominantly white institution having a more diverse production?
So I equate the success of Hamilton to the success of Black Panther, which was the movie brought out by Marvel Studios. And what I mean by that is that Black Panther sold out like crazy because it was a part of something larger and something that was predominantly white. Hamilton, even though it has a very multicultural cast, hasn't really helped Black theater and, from my understanding, Latinx theater, mainly because it's in a different sphere. You know, it's developed at the Public in New York and went to Broadway. Now it's on tour. You just don't get that type of exposure and that type of access to individuals who are producing works at that level. So it really hasn't helped Black theater. I think maybe with Latinx theater, they can say, look, our stories matter, because Lin-Manuel's first musical, In the Heights, was, you know, about Washington Heights, a predominantly Dominican Republic neighborhood in the Bronx. And so it shed a light on that. But specifically Black theater, not so much.
How do Black theaters attract an audience? The theater itself is struggling somewhat, because in the age of the internet, if you want to see a movie, you dial it up on Netflix. If you want to see, you know, a television program, it's on demand. You don't have to subscribe. You don't have to go stand in line at the tickets booth in Times Square. How does Black theater attract an audience, and how is that different from other regional theaters, let's say?
So I would say in our national climate right now, there is a lot of cultural segmentation. And so, I mean, even in the Latinx community, you have people who are saying, no, I'm from the DR, or no, I'm from Puerto Rico, or no, I'm from, you know, somewhere in Central America. And so you have these Asian populations, these Black populations, these Hispanic populations that haven't historically seen their stories or their likenesses on stage. And a lot of those stories are compelling American stories. So one of the ways that we're drawing an audience is we are a culturally specific organization. So that's just like when you go to an Italian restaurant, you're going to get pasta. You're not going to get a hamburger. And when you go to a Chinese restaurant, you're going to get something Chinese. You're not going to get something that's Greek, because you want that experience. And so when you come to a culturally specific organization, a Black theater, a Latinx theater, an Asian theater, a Native theater, when you come to that, you're getting something that's authentic. So that authenticity is really one of the hallmarks that we're using to draw audience. And you're right, a lot of the theaters are losing audience across the country. And one of the reasons is that the audiences are aging. So you have a lot of baby boomers who go to theater, Gen Xers, which I'm one. We go. But the thing is that a lot of Gen Xers and millennials have children, and, or they're at the height of their career. And so they're really not available to get involved in theater. However, in the Black community, again, that deficit of seeing Black stories, of seeing Black people on stage, of seeing Black technical people and directors, that deficit is drawing people into our theater.
That leads into my next question. What do you think is the importance of arts education, particularly for performers or for technicians of color?
Well, I think it's critically important. This past January, I gave a TEDx talk, and my talk was about your cultural quotient. So it's very much aligned with your IQ, your intelligence quotient, or your EI is also attributed to your emotional. So the thing with your CQ, your cultural quotient, is how exposed are you? How diverse are your experiences? How cultured are you? How much do you understand about your culture and your neighbor's culture? Being able to self-identify being able to say, I am part of something that is larger than me, and you know that because of your culture, because of art, then that emboldens you and that strengthens you, and that makes you feel like you're more of the community as a part, I mean, instead of being on the outside or the periphery of the community.
That's Ekundayo Bandele. To see some photos from Hatteloo's productions, log on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. You can also find past editions of our program at voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.